sick and tired of people who say that if you debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic. And we should stand up and say, we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey, everybody, it's Maggie Rodden. How are you today? Well, I'll tell you, we're surviving this storm of the century up here in the Philadelphia area. Thus far, nothing too dramatic has happened, although there are lots of drama queens out there, leading one to believe that the sky is falling. But we know better, don't we? Now listen, I have another great guest lined up today. I want to give you a little information before I bring this lady on. 888-320-6151 is the number to call if you'd like to call into the network and you have a comment or question for my guest, 888-320-6151. My website is three words, The Unsolicited Opinion, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Go there, tons of information. I will link to my guest's website up there on mine under the tab entitled Podcast, as I always do. And I also suggest getting Operation Vampire Killer 2012, Officer Jack McClam's book, get it into the hands of law enforcement and military. There is some information on how to purchase that book, and a portion of the proceeds will go back to Orion. Just let him know Orion sent you, or just tell him I sent you. Either way, makes no difference. But really, I'm telling you, this is an excellent book with tons of information. We don't know what we don't know, and listen, I'm cluing you into the fact that most of us don't know all there is to know, and we don't even know what we don't know. Everything is going down one rabbit hole to the next rabbit hole, and it's all a new learning experience because 99.9% of the stuff they've told you is nothing but one big lie. My guest this afternoon goes by the name of Jane Doe, and she is a researcher into tax law. She's worked as a paralegal, and she is also a host over on Liberty Works Radio Network, and she's kind of a jack of all trades. So thanks for joining me today, Jane. Glad you're on with
me.
Glad we still got a little power here in the storm of the century. I feel like I might be on that boat, what's that guy's name from Hollywood? What was the name of the movie? Storm of the Century or something, wasn't it? That the name of the movie? Where he went on
I think before my time.
No. So-called suave and debonair, suave and debonair Joker from Hollywood, Hollywood leftist what's his name? He's always parading around with a new babe on his arm. I can't think of his name. But anyway, he was in that movie, True Story, about that fishing vessel that sank off the coast of, I don't know, Massachusetts or Maine or something, where they made the movie about the story. But anyway, I think it might have been called The Storm of the Century. I don't know. But supposedly we are experiencing another storm of the century right now, aren't we, Jane?
Mm. Yes, and I'm in roughly the same area covered by that storm as you are. And boy, they're sure scaring us. FEMA, we're just going to need so much help, aren't we?
Oh, I know. Well, like that Joker up in New York City, I think when I was talking to you earlier today, that nitwit Jim Cantore stories from the Weather Channel. He's wearing he's got a dry suit on. It's not a wetsuit, it's a dry suit. He's got a dry suit on. Same principle when you're out in the inclement weather. Actually, when you're kayaking or scuba diving, that's when you kind of put something like that on if you're going to be exposed to water. You know what I mean? Lots of it, like
right.
You're submerged in it. But this Joker standing there with the dry suit out this morning in Manhattan. I think we're in trouble.
He was giving the weather report in his dry suit.
Yes, he was.
Yes.
Yes, I did. Anyway, I'm telling you, we're in deep doo-doo, Jane. We're in trouble.
Well,
and it ain't the weather.
Really is and has been.
Go ahead, please, Jane.
Well, it really has been for quite a while, you know. The people have been bamboozled for at least a century. But, of course, it's always the goal of the ruling class to keep control, and the one way you do that is by bamboozling the people with a lot of lies. So, the income tax is one of my, I can't say favorite things to research, but certainly I do research it. And, you know, I have done research and tried to help and work alongside actually learned more than I helped. Some tax researchers and great people like Tommy Crier, the attorney who passed away this June 4th of this year, and he was just a giant in terms of his dedication to the Constitution and his desire to get to the bottom of the income tax, whether people really owed it or not. And an interesting story about that is that he himself never researched that until around 1993, when an attorney partner of his actually had watched a video from the Save a Patriot Fellowship and had been challenged by that to look into the tax law to see if he himself owed the income tax. And he decided he didn't. And one time at lunch with his partner, Tommy Crier, he said, "Well, I don't know that tax. I'm not going to pay it." So Tommy Crier, in an effort to help his friend out and make sure his friend didn't go to jail, decided that he would take a look at the income tax law and show his partner, his law partner, why he really had to pay it. Of course, as Tommy liked to say, no good deed goes unpunished. And he found the exact opposite of what he thought he would find.
Yeah. Well, we've been so lied to for so long. Tell me, Jane, how did you, I know there's a story behind why you go by the name of Jane Doe. So you want to get into that and tell everybody what that's all
sure.
about?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Well, I can tell you the short answer, and then I can tell you the longer answer.
Whatever
the
you
short
prefer.
Answer, sure, but I'll tell you both. The short answer of why I go by Jane Doe is because I live in a police state where the government tries to actually monitor and control virtually everyone. And by going by Jane Doe, I'm sort of pointing that out every time to people so that they pay attention to that. I just read recently how the government is going to be attempting and has been working on this for quite some time. You know, they would like everyone to have their own unique identifier so that when they go on the Internet, they have to sign in essence, and have a password so that everyone will know who was looking at what on the Internet. So I'm going to stick with Jane Doe as long as I can because it's none of the government's business what I do, where I go, and until I become a lawbreaker.
It's none of their
business. Yeah. Well, the short, the little longer story is that, you know these seatbelt laws, Maggie.
Yeah.
The seatbelt laws are pretty unconstitutional. They're actually violative of the Fourth Amendment, which says that I'm guaranteed to be secure in my person. And I was in Maryland, and the Constitution of Maryland actually incorporates the federal Constitution as well, and yet they have a law against seatbelts. And I find that to be tremendously unconstitutional. And so when a police officer pulled me over one day in a car that wasn't even mine and demanded a driver's license and so forth and registration and so forth, claiming that I hadn't worn a seatbelt, which also I won't even get into, was a bit problematic about what he was saying. I refused to give him anything at all. And so I was arrested and put in jail for about 2 days where they simply knew me as Jane Doe. And they were frustrated at every turn in trying to find out who I was. Even got my paper picture in the local paper. They were so desperate to find out who I was.
Really, they wanted people to they wanted people to contact them with, if you knew who this lady is, contact us.
Yes. Well, they didn't quite put it that way, but they actually put in the local paper a picture, a terrible picture, because, you know, I scrunched up my face and scowled and made it look about as ugly as possible when they took my picture. Nevertheless, people did recognize me and told me on the street, "Oh, I saw your picture." Anyway, it was rather humorous because I had no idea they were going to do that.
Sure.
And they lied. They said they could have gotten fingerprints. I'll tell you.
Hang on.
They said they could have gotten fingerprints from the car.
Hang on, Jane. Hold on. We're going to go to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. So change that dial. Jane Doe is my guest. We will return in 3 short minutes. This is the Unsolicited Opinion here on Orion Talk Radio Network. We're coming back.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly worldwide in discreet packaging and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Are you a frequent flyer business traveler? Are you tired of paying exorbitant ticket prices to fly business or first class? Well, now you don't have to. Visit FlyFirstClass.com to find out how you can travel in style and comfort to hundreds of locations around the world while saving 40 to 70% on your airfare. FlyFirstClass.com has been serving corporate and leisure travelers the world over since 1998. They are a professional company providing professionals with first-class service and total reliability. How about flying from Miami to Paris, round trip per person, business class from $3,300, or first class from $4,600? Or a flight from the 48 states, Canada, or Alaska to South America, business class starting at $3,300, or first class starting at $4,600. Make no mistake, these are flights on major commercial airlines. So before you book your next flight, log on to FlyFirstClass.com and see how much money you can save. That website is FlyFirstClass.com, FlyFirstClass.com.
DependableVoice.com, the total solution, one-stop shop for your business telecommunications needs. Nationwide business class telecommunication services, providing voice and data, voice over internet, and hosted PBX. Dependable Voice is now offering the first month free for any voice over internet and hosted PBX services. Save up to 50% on your current phone bill, and save thousands of dollars with no need to purchase PBX hardware. Hosted PBX and voice over internet services include free local and long distance calling to the U.S., Canada, and Caribbean, email to voicemail, follow me services, multiple visual call reports, dynamic auto attendant, advanced ACB and call queue, unified voice and fax messaging, and much, much more. Plus, get your first month free with a minimum 3-phone system. Call Dependable Voice today at 1-888-346-1085 or visit them online at dependablevoice.com. That's dependablevoice.com. Dependable Voice, the total solution for business telecommunications.
Right.
Next time you go grocery shopping, Rolos suck.
I know. Hang on.
What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me.
Hey, everybody, we're back. My guest is Jane Doe, and we're just laughing to ourselves. I was telling her off break, I bought a bag of Rolos because when I was a kid, they used to be good. But now since they, you know, have absolutely ruined everything, the chocolate sucks. It's just this waxy crap with this tasteless pretend caramel in the center. So I'm real disappointed. I thought I'd ride out the hurricane with Rolos, and it's not going to happen because they're terrible. I don't know if I'll make it through the rest of the show now. I don't have any Rolos. Anyway, Jane's telling us why they lie. Big surprise, they lie. Anyway, they threw your photo in the paper. Did they put it up on the post office wall too, Jane?
No, I don't think so. They didn't quite have enough time. They have only are supposed to hold you for about 24 hours before charging you. That's all they can do by law. But unfortunately, they held me some nearly 48 hours.
Yes, for a seatbelt violation.
Jail. and they refused to charge me. I've never seen anything like it. What they do is they bring you before a commissioner. It's called a court commissioner. It's kind of like a mini judge, okay? And that court commissioner is supposed to review your case and the charges and set the bail, or, you know, see if you're going to post a bond and whatever. Well, this was even before they put my picture in the paper. I had no idea why they were dragging it out, and I only found out later that they had put the picture in the paper. So you can see they needed a whole day, like a news cycle, to try to get somebody to identify me. And so that was part of why they were dragging things out, but I didn't know that at the time. I only found that out later. But I wanted to tell you about the news article. Here's my picture in the paper, unidentified woman in the jail, you know. And they said that there was a car there, and they could have gotten fingerprints off the car, off the vehicle. But that would be a lot of work and difficult, and they're not, you know. But can you imagine what a lie that is? Now, anybody can figure that out. I was actually in a vehicle that belongs to a male. How are they going to get fingerprints and relate them to me? And, oh, by the way, Maggie, I refused to give them fingerprints. I was determined that they would have to break my fingers before I would give them any fingerprints. And they did not take my fingerprints. They instead tied me up in a restraining chair. But anyway, when I came to the commissioner, the court commissioner, I said to them, they said, well, what is your name? And I said, well, you know, you have it right there. It's Jane Doe. That should be good enough for you. What am I being charged with? And the court commissioner said, well, I can't tell you that. I said, what do you mean? You're holding me here. You're not even telling me what the charges are. That's unconstitutional. I said, and I've repeatedly asked to see a lawyer, and nobody's allowed me to see a lawyer or even have a phone call. This is unconstitutional. She said, nope, if you don't give me your name, you'll have to go back. So that happened not once but twice. Two court commissioners sent me back because I refused to give them a name, and so I was held there in jail. And that's how I came to get the name Jane Doe.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we seem to be experiencing just a few technical difficulties here at the present time because Maggie is experiencing a storm. So do bear with us while we try to get both her and her guest back during the next break. This is the Unsolicited Opinion, and we will get Maggie back and her guest, known as Jane Doe. We will get them both back as soon as humanly possible. Bear with us.
Real Alternative Radio. We are OrionTalkRadio.com.
At OrionTalkRadio.com, you could say that we're all talk.
I got Michael Murphy. From what in the world are they spraying?
Geoengineer David Keith said geoengineering gives man godlike power. So what this is, it is literally an agenda to take natural systems under the authority of nature, through the weather control, the destruction of natural systems. They actually usurp the authority of God and or the authority of nature and bring it under corporate authority. It's literally the most effective tool for consolidating an enormous amount of monetary and political power. And when they control every natural system, and that is what the goal is in these programs, if we allow them to continue, we'll allow them to achieve their agenda. They literally will be able to control everything. We're talking about population. We're talking about age. Everything. They will have godlike power.
Orion News Talk. News and views beyond the mainstream media.
Hi, Orion. USA Radio News. I'm Jordan Hooker. The virtual shutdown of air travel on the East Coast will affect travel across the country. Thousands of airline flights have already been canceled, and tomorrow nearly 2,500 flights are canceled. Hurricane Sandy continues to aim at the East Coast, while the Caribbean is just beginning recovery from the storm. According to officials, the death toll is at 65, with 51 of those deaths occurring in Haiti. Continued rain has added to the initial jolt of the hurricane. Cuba, Jamaica, Puerto Rico, and the Bahamas have all reported deaths. More than 100 people were injured and at least 7 killed in Nigeria on Sunday as a suicide bomber drove an SUV loaded with explosives into a Catholic church during Sunday Mass. The car bombing is the latest in the series of high casualty attacks targeting churches between Nigeria's largely Christian south and its predominantly Muslim north. IRN USA Radio News.
If you are over the age of 30 and are serious about losing up to 1 pound a day, please stay tuned to this important announcement. A local market trial is starting now for an incredible weight loss breakthrough called Skinny Green Coffee, and you may be eligible to receive a free 30-day supply. We are looking for 200 people in your area to receive this risk-free trial. Skinny Green Coffee is not a fad, gimmick, or diet craze. The Green Coffee Super Bean has been recently featured on Dr. Oz's TV show as a miracle fat burner and has been presented by top universities and medical establishments to significantly reduce body fat, lose weight, and keep it off. And there's no doctor's prescription needed. Skinny Green Coffee is now being released to the public in key markets. Change your life and lose the weight. The first 200 callers are guaranteed participation in the market trial.
Call now to find out how to receive your free 30-day supply. Call 800-605-3694. That's 800-605-3694. The line is busy. Please keep trying. Call now. 1-800-605-3694. That's 800-605-3694.
Discover what's ailing America with Dr. Rebecca Carley. Saturdays, 3 to 5 Eastern, here on the Orion Talk Radio Network.
Hang on, Jane. Hey everybody, we're back for the time being anyway. A little problem there. I lost power momentarily, and so I didn't hear a damn word Jane said. Jane said that, well, she thought I was awfully quiet, that I'm not normally that quiet. Anyway, it is what it is. I didn't hear a thing she said for the last 10 minutes. I know you guys did, but I'm going to have her fill me up to speed, so even if you have to hear it twice, oh well, that way you'll remember it better. But Sean is also waiting in the wings, so if I lose power again here, then Sean will be able to step in and carry on, my son. I'm trying to think of that song. Anyway, carry on, my wayward son. Here we go. Jane, start over, please.
Well, you remember we were talking about how I obtained the moniker Jane Doe.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they said I had been arrested by local police in a Maryland town, and they didn't like the fact that they thought I wasn't wearing a seatbelt. And so when I refused to give them a driver's license or registration or any of that nonsense, because I believe that the entire arrest is unconstitutional, they took me in, and they were supposed to hold people for about 24 hours or so, but because they couldn't figure out
I heard that, Jane, that they put your photo in the paper and that, but right. What they did after the 24 hours or the 48 hours they held you for, last I heard you speak, they put your photo in the paper because they wanted to find out who you were. They didn't charge you with anything.
Right. And they didn't tell you about what they said. The lying thing they said in there, which I found very humorous, was that they had a quote from the a warden or something, and he said, well, we could have fingerprinted the vehicle, you know, to find out who she was, but we don't know if we'd have a complete fingerprint. I'm thinking to myself, you're going to fingerprint a whole vehicle?
Who knows, right? What
fingerprints are on there? It was just nonsense that they were saying. I couldn't believe that the public would actually believe they would do that, you know. But that was because I refused to give them fingerprints myself. My attitude was that they'd have to break my fingers first, and they caught on to that attitude, so they didn't fingerprint me, and so they had a great deal of difficulty trying to figure out who I was. So the first court commissioner that they took me to I said, you know, I haven't even heard what the charges are. What are you charging me with? You know, I've been here now held for a number of hours, and nobody has informed me of the charges against me. Nobody's letting me see a lawyer. I can't even make a phone call. And the person who's supposed to set bail and so forth, the court commissioner, said to me, well, we're not going to tell you that until you tell us your name. And I said, well, you have it right there, I believe, Jane Doe. And she said, nope. Until you tell us your name, you have to go back to the cell. So they refused for a good 48 hours to inform me of any charges or tell me anything, and just kept returning me back to the cell. And that's when the judge finally let me go, they still didn't have an official name. So that's how I just decided to adopt that name, Jane Doe.
So what did they tell you when they decided to let you go, Jane? What would they say to you?
Well, see, now, here's the interesting thing. You know, they have to give you charges. You know, I mean, that's like Hornbook constitutional law. You know, you can't hold somebody without charges. Oh, unless, I guess, you're indefinitely detained under the National Defense and Authorization Act. Right. Normally, they have to tell you what the charges are, and they just refuse to do that. I got a peek at their files later, of course. I demanded all that in discovery for the trial, and I found that they had put one word there every time as their reason for sending me back to the jail, and the one word was recalcitrant. As if
okay.
I'm a child.
Hey, absolutely,
know,
yeah.
I'm sincerely doubting that there's any guideline that they follow that has recalcitrance as a reason for keeping somebody in jail.
However, absolutely.
Right. You know. So anyway, at the end, what they had to do was these court commissioners set bail, and they because they refused to tell what the charges were, they also didn't set bail, which is something they're supposed to do. So they basically broke the law on a number of levels there. But what happens is a supposedly real judge is finally supposed to review the decisions of the court commissioners, and so there's finally a bail review hearing. And at that hearing, the judge allowed Jane Doe to go free because someone came in and testified as to a name that they believed that I went by. That's kind of a long story, but she allowed Jane Doe to go free so long as until the trial. Jane Doe checked in with pretrial services every week to make sure that Jane Doe was in the area still. Can you
not
imagine
leave
a seatbelt?
Yeah. Isn't it ridiculous? Really, it's absurd.
Well, I tell people I learned what the driver's license is really for there. It's just to contract and control people so that they have some sort of identity for you that they've kept in their databases, and they can nail you for anything they want anytime they want. And they really hate it when you refuse to give them something like that and they can't find out who you are. Oh, my. They were beside themselves.
Oh, I bet.
And there's
no
way
I bet.
That should be the front page of the newspaper, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you didn't want to tell them who you were, and so now you're like most wanted, America's most wanted. Please.
You know, it really exposed how absolutely horrifically bad of a police state we really are in, I felt. So anyway.
Oh, I agree with you, Jane. I agree with you 1,000%. In fact, somebody had sent me a video. I'm going to start to do more of an exposé on the extent of the police brutality that's happening in this nation all across the board. And I had someone on who tried to expose what happened to a fellow here in the state of Pennsylvania at the hands of the Pennsylvania State Police. And then a couple retired police had contacted me afterwards, and somebody has been sending a lot of different articles, you know, scanning the Internet from all over the country. Because you and I, we hear about a lot of it. We hear about because it's the most blatant, I guess, or somebody catches it on a video and we hear about it, like that fellow, that mentally ill man who was beaten to death out in California, and his father was a retired sheriff, I believe. I actually was in contact with his father. Yeah, yeah. And he was yelling for his father, "Dad, Dad," and as they beat him to death. And
I watched that video. There was a video of it, and it was a most horrific.
Yes, absolutely.
You know,
yes.
You wonder, how long is that going to go on? You know, the police, I recall being pulled over one time with my friends in the vehicle, and the police that pulled us over, and for a ridiculous charge, it was like an improper lane change or some dumb thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything dangerous even. It was at night when no one else was around, you know, this kind of thing. And the way in which these police officers acted was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. They acted as if we were terrorists and they were in complete fear of their lives. And I thought, have they no training? Do they not know how to handle situations? You know, this kind of fear on their part is ridiculous. It leads to being trigger happy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, look at the look at the instances we see where they've come in. We've got some SWAT team. I mean, all the police are dressed like, you know, they're going to battle in Bunker Hill or something like that. You know, they're all off the charts with their SWAT gear that they wear, as opposed to what used to be a peace officer. You know, where you tied the laces of your shoes. Now you're wearing your combat boots up to your knees and that crap. But
I think, Maggie, a really good point for all your listeners, if anybody was going to ask me how should I treat the police, I would say make the police the absolute last resort on your list of people to call. Because people who call saying my son is suicidal or my son's hurting me or my daughter's doing this or they think the police are going to solve something, they often find out to their chagrin that the police will come and kill that person.
Yeah, yeah. Hang on,
they
Jane.
Don't help anything.
Yeah, no, I know. It's a really tragic state of affairs we find ourselves in, the condition this nation has succumbed to. Back in 3 minutes, Jane Doe is my guest. This is the Unsolicited Opinion here on Orion Talk Radio Network. This is Maggie Rodden. We'll be back in 3.
If you're a property manager and need to add rental listings to an existing website without any effort, Loop North Listings can get info added to your site with just one step added to any HTML page. Visitors to your site can search and display your listings and photos, see a listing on a map, sign up for free updates, see your most recent Twitter tweet, and request a showing. The cost? Just $2 per listing per month, and you can cancel at any time. Learn more at loopnorth.com. Click on the link, Info Services for Property Managers, loopnorth.com. If you're a realtor and need to add listings to an existing website without any effort, Loop North Listings can get info from your MLS data provider to your site with just one step added to any HTML page. Visitors to your site can search and display your listings and photos, see a listing on a map, sign up for free updates, see your most recent Twitter, and request a showing. The cost? Just $2 per day. You can cancel at any time. Learn more at loopnorth.com. Click on the link, Info Services for Realtors, loopnorth.com.
DependableVoice.com, the total solution, one-stop shop for your business telecommunications needs. Nationwide business-class telecommunication services, providing voice and data, voice over internet, and hosted PBX. Dependable Voice is now offering the first month free for any voice over internet and hosted PBX services. Save up to 50% on your current phone bill, and save thousands of dollars with no need to purchase PBX hardware. Hosted PBX and voice over internet services include free local and long-distance calling to the U.S., Canada, and Caribbean, email to voicemail, quality services, multiple visual call reports, dynamic auto attendant, advanced ACD and call queue, unified voice and fax messaging, and much, much more. Plus, get your first month free with a minimum 3-phone system. Call Dependable Voice today at 1-888-346-1085 or visit them online at dependablevoice.com. That's dependablevoice.com. Dependable Voice, the total solution for business telecommunications.
Hey everybody, we're back. This is the unsolicited opinion. Listen, there is a chip-in button up on OrionTalkRadio.com. Go in there, throw in a couple of bucks if you could, please. We'd appreciate it. We are trying to get satellite going for the network, and that costs money, and none of us are rich. Because if we were, we'd have a satellite feed going. But we don't, because we aren't, and that's how it is. Anyway, my guest, Jane Doe, is... So what were you convicted of, you criminal, you? We're going to call you Al Capone almost or something, huh?
Oh, no, it was terrible. Jane Doe was convicted. Jane Doe was convicted of failure to wear a seatbelt and failure to give over a driver's license and registration. And, you know, but sadly, the government made no money off of that because the judge said that Jane Doe had spent so much time in jail she was going to waive all the fines. Although on the court paper it says that Jane Doe is indigent. So now I've got proof that I'm indigent.
Good. It's a good place to be. Well,
yeah, it was a rather disappointing outcome, I think, for the police.
So what? So let me ask you a question. Did you sue them for false arrest, you know, violation of your civil rights? Did you go after them from that perspective?
You know, Jay, I just haven't done that yet, Maggie.
Oh, well.
I have thought about it, but I'm not sure how it would play out. So when I figure out how I think it would play out, I may very well do that because I have kept all those records. So... violations of the Constitution there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I would on general principle because something has got to occur to smack these people back into reality because they're living in a world that is one the American people don't want to join. So something's got to bring them back down to earth, and if nothing else will do it at this point in time other than their pocketbook, then go after their pocketbook.
You might be right.
You know, we haven't gotten to the point yet where we're setting up gallows in the town square. But maybe some of the people who grow hemp will be, you know, it'll be a good thing that they're growing hemp. I hear that makes good rope. You know what I'm saying? You know, but the point is that up at this point in time, we haven't reached that point in time. At this point in time, the only recourse we have is to try to hit them in their pocketbooks. So maybe angle to pursue, Jane. I would.
Right, except that, and that's a good point, but along with that, I want you to consider that, and I want your listeners to consider how thoroughly corrupt the court system is. So here you are suing court officials in a court, and you can just imagine how that doesn't turn out necessarily very well for you.
Oh, no,
I
know.
Winning it is sort of a slap, true, but winning it is a whole nother story. Mr. Kottmar, who is the founder and fiduciary of the Save a Patriot Fellowship, used to bring suits against the judges when they ruled against him. So then he'd sue the judge in the next court up. And finally one judge said to him one day, you just don't get it, do you? In other words, they're just going to stick up for each other.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a corrupt system we're in.
Right.
We're in a corrupt system. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't have a lot of answers anymore. The more rabbit holes I go down, the more I realize, Jane, is that there are just a lot of questions out there. There's so much stuff going wrong here. Oh, there was, you know what? Let me interrupt this thought real quick before we go on, because I know we're going to get into another topic. I just want to announce for everybody out there, all of you down in Katy, Texas, there's a school board meeting going on tonight, and it's really important that the people in Katy, Texas, to attend. KatyISD.org is where you'll find information for this meeting there, and it's just the people are outraged. Actually, there's one woman who began this fight against them because the curriculum is just off the charts. What it is that they are infesting the mind of the youth with here in this nation, which, of course, I've had enough educators on, and we've talked about it before ad nauseum. We'll continue to talk about it, though. But if you're down in Katy, Texas, you want to do something useful with your time tonight, I suggest go to katyisd.org. That's where you'll find the information. I know that school board meeting starts at, I think, 5:30 Central Time. Anyway, sorry, Jane. I had told somebody I would make sure I announced that. So, anyway, so where should we move on to next with this fraudulent government, this out-of-control government we're all exposed to? Where should we go next in this conversation, Jane? The income tax?
I'd love to go to the income tax if you want to talk about that.
Sure.
I can tell you how I got started in researching it at all. And I don't know what your listeners know about the income tax history, but, you know, ever since the income tax was passed in this country in 1913 was the 1913 was the year in which the 16th Amendment was alleged to have been ratified by the requisite number of states in order to become an amendment. And supposedly the 16th Amendment allows for the federal government of the United States to collect an income tax. Now, the interesting thing about that, of course, is, and people do not hear about this, is that, in fact, the 16th Amendment was never ratified. And that was proven by a gentleman by the name of Benson, and he worked with another guy by the name of Beckman, and they wrote a book that's called The Law That Never Was, and it's a two-volume set. And what they did was they went all over the country, they looked in all the archives and the records of every state, and they discovered that, in fact, the 16th Amendment had not been ratified by the requisite number of states. So it's very interesting that Philander Knox, who was the secretary at that time, Secretary of State, I believe. Who
his last name was Knox? Knox, Jane, like Fort Knox?
I believe that was his name, yes.
Okay, okay.
I believe that was his name. But he was the Secretary of State, and he told Congress that the 16th Amendment had been ratified when, in fact, it hadn't been. And I don't have in front of me the language he used, but if anybody wants to look that up, it's curious language that he used, so one wonders if he obviously knew that he was just lying.
Probably. He just didn't want to commit to it on paper, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever you do.
Yeah, well, you know, these lawyers, they get kind of weaselly. kind of weaselly when they want to say something that, you know, they say something carefully so that they can't be hurt by what they said later.
Absolutely, yeah.
At any rate, so the first problem with the income tax, of course, is that it was never ratified, that particular amendment. And the second problem is that even if it were ratified, the Supreme Court ruled that it did not, in fact, change the Constitution in any way or change the taxing powers of the Congress in any way. So, essentially, it has no real effect, which is a strange state of affairs, right? So that means Congress has the same taxing powers it had always had, all right, which they claimed was income tax. And we can get into why that is and all of that, but I think it's much more interesting just to walk people through. You know, earlier, Maggie, you said something about the curriculum that they're trying to teach people down in Texas. And how they're up in arms over it. Well, the interesting thing about me, and I don't know about you, but I went through public school, and I got to tell you, they taught me nothing valuable.
Absolutely.
Well, maybe they taught me to read. Maybe they helped me to
learn.
They
don't even teach kids to read anymore, Jane.
But they don't even teach
kids to read anymore. So they taught you to read. That's evident. But they don't even bother to do that anymore.
No, that's
you know,
right.
They want to teach them about Janie's Got Two Mommies and how to have sex in kindergarten and that kind of crap, you know.
But it is a national disgrace. It really is bad. But it's designed to be that way.
I know.
They don't want intelligent people. The government does not want intelligent people. They want constant, infantile personalities that always look to government to be their parents and tell them what to do. And that's what they have. They've really got a huge population of people like that. I meet them every day. And so one of the things that was a bit astounding to me because you know, for a long time I was kind of one of those. I hate to admit it, but there was a day when I suddenly realized that nobody in school ever taught me what law is, or hardly even how laws are made, or even history of law. And law is one of the most important things you can learn.
Sure. Yep.
You know,
yep.
If you don't know what the laws are or what the theory behind the law is, you are always going to be at the mercy of people who just have power. That's all.
Yep. Yeah. Hang on, Jane. I hear the cue music. We're going to hit a top of the hour 5-minute break. This is a news break. They'll tell you what's going on here. The storm of the century. We'll be back in 5 short minutes. Jane Doe is my guest. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show here on Orion Talk Radio Network. We're coming back.
We're going to have a bump.
Orion News Talk exists because the corporate news media has failed us miserably.
Our media has been controlled for decades.
In 1917, J.P. Morgan bought up or infiltrated the top 25. 4434.
When you walk through the garden, you gotta watch your back. Well, I beg your pardon. Walk the straight and narrow track. If you walk with Jesus, He's gonna save your soul. You gotta keep the devil way down in the hole.
Hey, everybody, we're back. Jane Doe is my guest, and she is a host over on Liberty Works Radio Network. What's your show on, Jane? You just do periodic specials, or do you have a set schedule?
Well, on Saturdays from 2 to 3 Eastern Standard, my show runs, and it's always pretty much pre-recorded. But I try to dig into some special aspect of something every time. So some people might find that interesting. I get a little detailed, but it's information usually that most people don't hear anywhere else. So.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, when John Cotmier had sent out one of his, you know, notices that you and I think it was you and Joe Bannister were going to be answering some questions, and I listened in that day. It was, I don't know, a couple months ago when he had sent it out, and it was just excellent. I said to him, I said, oh, it was just absolutely excellent, the information that you were giving to people, because you're right, Jay, nobody talks about this stuff. There are very few people who do. We're so locked into this corrupt system, we don't even realize that there is an alternative, that, and the alternative is the truth. We don't even know these things.
True.
We don't know.
But, you know, as I was saying, Maggie, before the break, and I don't know how much of it I got to say, but let me just go back to this. We were talking about it, you know, the school system and what it teaches.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I got out of school, and somewhere along there, no, I used to have a friend. I had to say this. I used to have a friend, and she
you
said,
did have a friend at one said, time, huh?
I did have a friend.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Just one. She's long gone now.
Are you sure that's not why they put
you in
jail there, James?
But she had a delightful way of putting things, and one of her favorite sayings was, she said, I went 4 years to college.
Yeah,
and then I spent the next 10 years unlearning all the lies they taught me.
Oh. Ain't it the
and, you know, I feel the same way in my life, and it took me that long. to realize that a lot of what I learned was just lies. But one thing that they never talk about in school, anywhere else, they never mention it on the news. They never tell people this. And it's a very simple thing. You know, the laws in this country are written down. They're not just made up by a police officer who's sitting in front of you. They're written down. And the reason they're written down is so that everyone can have what is known as due process. That is, notice of what the law requires. And it's so funny because I don't think I was until my 30s. I did not even realize that you could actually go look at the law if you had questions.
Well,
and
you know,
see what it said. And to this day, people will say to me, so-and-so charged me. They charged me with this law or that law. And I'll say to them, well, did you go read the statute and see what it actually says? And, you know, I have people look at me with a blank stare. It never occurred to them to actually read the law. And that's because of the school system.
Absolutely.
It never tell you. Go read it.
No,
you're
absolutely right. It's criminal. These evil bastards, this is criminal. What's been done in this nation is just absolutely criminal. And you're right. Something as simple as going and looking it up, it never, doesn't ever occur to them. They don't know these things. And so we oftentimes just say, oh, well, people get the government. They deserve that kind of, you know, cocky comment that people sometimes will say. And the reality is that we are all victims of this plot that has been going on for a hell of a long time. So sure, after, you know, you think, well, people certainly have personal responsibility, and yes, they do. But I used to always think that, I guess what I'm realizing now, Jane, is that a lot of people are not real smart. They're not very sophisticated. They're not real savvy. They don't have the wherewithal to even, for the thought, like you said, to even cross their mind that, gee, hey, maybe I could look this stuff up myself. It's got to be written down somewhere. The thought doesn't cross their mind. They've been just,
Then they're forced into this system, go and run and look for a lawyer who's going to explain to them what he's going to do. And they don't even participate themselves in their defense. And so, you know, it makes it that much weaker. Because, like I try to tell people, remember, nobody cares about you except you. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. The lawyer doesn't care as much about you as you do. He's not going to care about your case and research it as hard as you will. The doctor doesn't care about your health as much as you do. He's not going to research and look at it as closely as you will. And so nothing in this world, excuses you from having to take that responsibility and do the work yourself.
Yeah, yeah. But
nobody
cares
about you like you do.
No, you're absolutely right, Jane. It's very, very true. But we've all been convinced and brainwashed and manipulated into thinking other things, you know, and it's just, it's really a tragedy to watch all of this unfold here in this nation, to see what's coming. Because we know what's coming, yeah. Jane. All you got to do is look back to see what's going on here.
All right.
Look back.
Well, I had a friend, and this exemplifies. I had a friend, and I said to her, I've been researching the tax laws, and I'm coming to certain conclusions, and I was about to tell her, and she said, well, you should go see a tax lawyer then. You should really run your ideas by a tax lawyer. See, this is a mentality that's been bred into Americans. Don't think on your own. Don't look at it on your own. You need an expert to tell you what to do. And if you don't have an expert, you know, then you're probably going to make a mistake because you're just a baby.
Yeah.
The experts are the adults.
Well, you know, Jane, I remember, I'm 55. I remember when lawyers did not advertise on TV. In fact, it was kind of beneath them. They never advertised. Yeah, I know.
Illegal.
Yeah, I know it was illegal, but I remember that. I remember when, you know, it didn't happen. And now it's everywhere for everything.
And they make you think that there's no way you can survive a court unless you have a lawyer. And unfortunately, that is true simply because of the attitude of the judges. They look down on and despise people who will come in and defend themselves. If a lawyer said the exact same thing that the pro se defendant said, then the lawyer might win, but the pro se will not. That kind of corruption and that absolute despicable attitude toward the ordinary citizens of this country is so prevalent in the courts today, you will find it everywhere.
You know, here in Pennsylvania, they have, what is her title? I think it's magistrate. She's elected. She's not, she hasn't gone to paralegal school. She hasn't gone to law school. Nothing. And they have these positions. So, you know, a lot of the times they do some arraignments on people. I don't know. They must give them a, you know, a, here's a 1 week course, a 40 hour course on here's the law. This is what you're supposed to do. That will bring these people in front of you for a variety of things. And I was listening to, now she wears a black robe. I'm thinking of one person in particular I know who's in this role. She wears a black robe, which, of course, would be misleading and make people standing before her think that she actually was a judge, not playing one on TV. You know what I mean. But right. Even that in and of itself, and I know otherwise these, well, the whole game is rigged and is corrupt anyway, but...
I'll tell you what, though. And here's something interesting. I would prefer somebody who wasn't trained because they might actually, you know, consider what's in front of them. The trained ones, they think they're above everybody who comes in front of them, really above, and that they don't even have to listen. So,
yeah,
you know, you might actually be better off with a person who never even was trained. They might actually pay attention.
Yeah, you're right there. Maybe so. But I just, you know, I don't know, Jane. Everything is so broken, so screwed up. But
right.
Anyway.
Getting back to the idea of studying the law.
Okay.
This is where eventually, and I found out about the income tax problems, and I slowly did a little research, but eventually I came to the realization that nothing was going to suffice except studying it for myself. I was going to have to go look at it. I was going to have to go see if I was a person that was required to file an income tax return, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so basically, I'd like to share a little bit about what I found out, if that's all right with you.
Sure. Let me let you know, though, we're going to hit another break shortly, so maybe you want to, let me just make a couple announcements before we hit the break, because we've got less than a minute before we hit a break. Then you can get into that when we come back, Jane, okay? Listen, everybody, there's a chip-in button up on the website. Send a couple bucks towards OrionTalkRadio.com. Officer Jack McClamp's book information is on my website to purchase it. Portion of the proceeds will go back to Orion. Let him know I sent you or Orion. TheUnsolicitedOpinion.com is my website. Jane Doe is my guest. We're coming back. Don't go away.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly worldwide in discreet packaging and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
If you're a property manager and need to add rental listings to an existing website without any effort, Loop North Listings can get info added to your site with just one step added to any HTML page. Visitors to your site can search and display your listings and photos, see a listing on a map, sign up for free updates, see your most recent Twitter tweet, and request a showing. The cost? Just $2 per listing per month, and you can cancel at any time. Learn more at loopnorth.com. Click on the link, Info Services for Property Managers, loopnorth.com.
If you're a realtor and need to add listings to an existing website without any effort, Loop North Listings can get info from your MLS data provider to your site with just one step added to any HTML page. Visitors to your site can search and display your listings and photos, see a listing on a map, sign up for free updates, see your most recent Twitter, and request a showing. The cost? Just $2 per day. You can cancel at any time. Learn more at loopnorth.com. Click on the link, Info Services for Realtors, loopnorth.com.
Imagine a world with natural clouds, clean air, clean water, and natural food. Why in the world are they spraying? If you love your family, if you love your children, if you love our planet, it's time to get involved. In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what. Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying? An investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control. Why has our weather been changing? Are the long white lines in the sky changing our weather? Could there be a monetary and political agenda behind these damaging programs? Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
Everybody, we're back. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show you're listening to on Orion Talk Radio Network, OrionTalkRadio.com. In fact, I was going to make an announcement about the third-party debate. Orion actually is going to carry it, but I think it's supposed to be, I don't know, when is it, November 5th or something. There's something. Go to OrionTalkRadio.com because there's information up on the website about that. I know we were the only network that carried the first one that they had, I don't know, a week or so ago, Gary Johnson and the other people up there. I actually watched it. It was rather interesting. We're the only ones carrying it. I don't know why the other alternative media networks don't bother to carry it. It's rather telling, I guess, in a sense. I don't know. You just wonder. But anyway, we are, which is good, OrionTalkRadio.com. Information when in time and all that good stuff is up on the network. So go take a peek if you're interested in hearing what the candidates that you don't get to hear from the schmucks on the mainstream media. They never cover them. There are other people out there actually running for president of the United States. There's several of them. Who would have known that, though? How would you know that? You won't, because J.P. Morgan bought the newspapers in 1917. Anyway, back to Jane Doe, who tells me she's reading by flashlight now. Lost power down in
her Hurricane Sandy has struck.
Yep,
the lights went out. So we'll try to get to this quickly, because I'm reading some of it off my computer, and I don't know how fast it will die on the air.
Okay, go right ahead.
So. Well, as we were talking earlier, you know, I finally decided I've got to go to the law. So I'm going to outline for you a little bit of what I did. And, you know, anybody can do this. This is just a simple exercise in going and reading and finding things for yourself. And I'm going to start right with the IRS's own Privacy Act notice. Because in their Privacy Act notice, they give you all the information you really need. It's kind of wild. See, back in 1974, Congress passed a law and said that one of the things that, and also the Paperwork Reduction Act was passed, and that was more about 1980. In that time frame, Congress said that agencies, when they request information from the public, they must tell the public whether such information is mandatory for them to give, what their legal right is. That is to say, where in the statutes that are passed give the agency authorization to ask for this information, right? And that's kind of helpful because the IRS came out with the statement I'm going to read to you, and they haven't changed it in years. Not...
Jane? No.
It looks like the UPS has gone out on her, Maggie.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's just me now. It's me and Shawnee, actually. Shawnee, want to chime in here with me, kiddo? Anybody?
Yeah, no problem at all.
Okay, listen, everybody. Jane's going to be calling back in because she had temporary battery backup for a short period of time, and obviously that's crashed. So she's going to be tuning back in with us to clue you in. For those of you who don't know about this whole fraud of the IRS, the 16th Amendment, the whole con job. Everything is a con job, isn't it, Sean? Is there anything left that isn't a con job?
No, there's not much left at all. I was actually talking to Jane between the breaks there, and I was actually saying how I've always found that the IRS and the taxation offices and everything that they do here, taxes even in themselves, as far as I'm concerned, should be outlawed. They shouldn't even exist. I mean, it really is a tyranny against the people, and it has been from day one, Maggie.
Oh, I know. Well, you know, the 14th Amendment here and the 16th Amendment, which created the IRS, never were ratified. It's all a big con job, but I think we might have her back. Jane, do we have you back?
You have me back. I don't know what happened there.
Well, I think your power crashed. I think your battery died. If I was to give my unsolicited opinion. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway.
All right. So where did you drop out there?
Well, you were started.
We were talking.
Go ahead. Can you hear me?
No, you tell me where I stopped and I'll continue.
Oh, okay. Well, you were talking about what's in the that little notice there that gives you all the information you need, and it tells you where to look in the code to find what gives them the authorization to ask for the information they ask for.
Yes. So here, let me read it to you. It says, our legal right, this is the Privacy Act notice that appears, by the way, on every Form 1040, okay? And says, I'll read you part of it. It says, our legal right to ask for information is found in Internal Revenue Code Sections 6001, 6011, and 6012 and their regulations. They say that you must file a return or statement with us for any tax that you are liable for. So I'm just going to stop right there because it tells you which code sections you have to look at. And by the way, the Internal Revenue Code is Title 26 of the statute. The United States Code is divided into 51 statutes. And so it says that's the legal right to ask for information. You still with me, Maggie?
Yep, I'm listening.
Okay, I can't tell because it's real quiet, and for all I know, the cell phone towers will go down too.
Could be. Could be.
So, go ahead. When you look at these Internal Revenue Code sections, you find out who's liable, right?
Okay.
So you have to file a return or statement with the IRS for taxes you're liable for. So let's find out who's liable. If we go to Section 6001, it says every person liable for any tax imposed by this title or for the collection thereof shall keep such records, render such statements, make such returns, and comply with such rules and regulations as the secretary may from time to time prescribe. So there you go. You have to be liable for a tax imposed or for the collection of that tax, right?
Right. Okay.
All right. That's what that part says. Now, we're in Section 6011, which is the general requirement of a return statement or list. It says, when required by regulations prescribed by the secretary, any person made liable for any tax imposed by this title or with respect to the collection thereof shall make a return or statement according to forms and regulations prescribed by the secretary. So now you've seen twice where it says a person made liable for any tax imposed or liable for the collection of it. So you either have to be liable for a tax or for the collection of a tax in order to be required to file a return, right?
Okay.
Sure doesn't tell you much yet about whether you're required, does it?
No, no.
I guess you got to find out what part of the statute's going to make you liable. because this just says generally that everyone made liable. So the real question then becomes, well, who's liable for the income tax, right? Now, you'd think that'd be a common, most people would say, well, everybody has to pay it, because that is what is called common knowledge. We get that through the media telling us night and day that that's what's going on. It's your income tax return in because you have to pay it. But that's not exactly what the law says. And so if we go to the third part there.
Go ahead.
Sorry, Maggie. I can't hear, so all right.
Hang on, Jane. We'll take up the third part when we come back because we're going to hit another break. 3-minute break. We'll be back. Jane Doe is my guest, reading like Lincoln did by candlelight, flashlight light, down there in the parts, victim of Hurricane Sandy. Back in three.
Hang on, Jane.
Free speech guaranteed. You're listening to the Orion Talk Radio Network.
At OrionTalkRadio.com, you could say that we're all talk.
The two major parties are not presenting anything new to the American people. It is a controlled debate. They refuse to discuss the issues that are really, really going to make a difference in this country. Mitt Romney loves big business, and Barack Obama loves big labor, but they both love big government. And I think that is exactly what we have with the two major parties. It doesn't matter whether they're coming from the labor side or the business side, whether they come from, quote, a conservative side or, quote, a liberal side, they both are promoters of big government, a burgeoning surveillance society, police state, perpetual foreign war, interventionism, etc. It is more of the same, no matter who you elect, whether you're Republican or a Democrat.
Orion News Talk, news and views beyond the mainstream media.
Hi, Orion, USA Radio News, I'm Jordan Hooker. The virtual shutdown of air travel on the East Coast will affect travel across the country. Thousands of airline flights have already been canceled, and tomorrow nearly 2,500 flights are canceled. Hurricane Sandy continues to aim at the East Coast, while the Caribbean is just beginning recovery from the storm. According to officials, the death toll is at 65, with 51 of those deaths occurring in Haiti. Continued rain has added to the initial jolt of the hurricane. Cuba, Jamaica, Puerto Rico, and the Bahamas have all reported deaths. More than 100 people were injured and at least 7 killed in Nigeria on Sunday as a suicide bomber drove an SUV loaded with explosives into a Catholic church during Sunday Mass. The car bombing is the latest in the series of high-casualty attacks targeting churches between Nigeria's largely Christian south and its predominantly Muslim north. IRN USA Radio News.
If you are over the age of 30 and are serious about losing up to 1 pound a day, please stay tuned to this important announcement. A local market trial is starting now for an incredible weight loss breakthrough called Skinny Green Coffee, and you may be eligible to receive a free 30-day supply. We are looking for 200 people in your area to receive this risk-free trial. Skinny Green Coffee is not a fad, gimmick, or diet craze. The Green Coffee Super Bean has been recently featured on Dr. Oz's TV show as a miracle fat burner and has been presented by top universities and medical establishments to significantly reduce body fat, lose weight, and keep it off. And there's no doctor's prescription needed. Skinny Green Coffee is now being released to the public in key markets. Change your life and lose the weight. The first 200 callers are guaranteed participation in the market trial.
Call now to find out how to receive your free 30-day supply. Call 800-605-3694. That's 800-605-3694. The line is busy. Please keep trying. Call now 1-800-605-3694. That's 800-605-3694.
This is Ken, host of the Information Nation. Join me every Sunday evening, 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central, right here on the Orion Talk Radio Network.
Jack and Wilson said,
everybody. We're back. Jane Doe is on with me now. She is broadcasting by candlelight. We've gone from electricity to flashlight to candlelight. Jane, are you with us?
Go ahead. I'm with you.
All right.
See how long it lasts.
Okay. So go ahead. You were going to, third, something. Tell us.
Well, what we were doing was, I was trying to explain that the IRS itself on its Privacy Act notice on the 1040 form tells you what sections of the law that you should read that tell you who owes the tax. And we found out by reading that it's a person that's made liable for a tax that has to pay it and that has to file the return. And so they only gave three sections. The first section says everybody liable for a tax or the collection of tax has to file a return. The second section says everybody liable for a tax or the collection of a tax has to file a return. And now the third section for the income tax says this. It's section 6012. It says returns with respect to the income taxes under subtitle A shall be made by the following. And then it says every individual having for the taxable year gross income which equals or exceeds the exemption amount, yada, yada. Do you notice that with respect to income taxes under subtitle A, because that's the actual part of the Internal Revenue Code that talks about income taxes. So the real question then becomes, Maggie, when you're reading the law trying to figure out who's supposed to file a return, who's supposed to pay an income tax, is who's liable for the income tax? That's the main question, and that's the question the courts absolutely do not want anybody to look into, because the answer isn't too good. Since from nearly the beginning, the only section that clearly and explicitly lays out who owes the income tax or who's liable to pay something is this section. It's section 1461, and any of your listeners can look it up, and I'm going to read it. It's so short. It says, liability for withheld tax. Every person required to deduct and withhold any tax under this chapter, by the way, that means chapter 3, is hereby made liable for such tax and is hereby indemnified against the claims and demands of any person for the amount of any payments made in accordance with the provision of this chapter. Well, let me read you the title of chapter 3. It says, withholding of tax on non-resident aliens and foreign corporations. And then every section in there is about withholding tax from non-resident aliens or foreign corporations. So the only person liable for the tax that you can find in the entire income tax portion of the Internal Revenue Code turns out to be a person who's a withholding agent who's withholding the income tax from foreign corporations or non-resident aliens. That's who's the person liable for the collection of the tax and for paying it over. That's the person who's supposed to be filing income tax returns.
I want all my money back. Get all our money back.
That's a good question that you're raising there, wanting your money back. I would say that's a really bad idea to try to file something with the IRS to get your money back. They really hurt people who do that.
Yeah, I imagine they do.
A lot of people have tried to do that. They find out the truth, and then they try to file something with the IRS and try to get a refund. Well, with the situation in the courts these days, there's no way the courts will even acknowledge that this is the situation. But this is the law that I just read to you. This is the law, and that's all there is in the law.
So then U.S. corporations wouldn't be liable either, just foreign corporations?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting?
Let me reiterate to you, not even the foreign corporation is liable. It's the person who's paying the foreign corporation.
It's the person who's what?
They have to withhold the amount. They're supposed to withhold the amount that's due for the tax and pay that over to the IRS and file a return for it. So that means what I'm trying to say is not even the non-resident alien or the foreign corporation is a person required to file a return. They're not liable. They're not made liable by the income tax code. See, because only Congress can make you liable. That's what they did. They made that person liable. So that's why I say when you read the law, you find out some very strange things, Maggie. You find out that things are not as the media, the schools, the courts even say.
Oh, no, everything's a lie.
No, and I...
Not everything. Right. Not 99 9/10% of the crap we've been told, and I'm 55 years old, has been a lie. In the textbooks, all across the board. Whatever they told you, the opposite is the truth. It's a con job.
Pretty much.
It's a con job. It really is. Incredible. Incredible. It's incredible that they've gotten away with it for so long.
Well, they got away with it because of the ignorance of the people and the fearfulness of the people. As you and I know, tax collectors are some of the worst sorts of people on the earth, and that's been a problem ever since the beginning of tax collection. The kind of people who collect taxes are ruthless. They have little feeling for their fellow human beings. And they don't care about the laws. They care about power. They care about making money. They care about collecting, you know? And this has just been shown again and again and again. Look in Jesus' time how the tax collectors were so hated.
Yeah.
You know, because they were cooperating with the Roman government. Well, tax collectors today are hated, too. The IRS has a program where its revenue officers and everything can use fake names. So you think Jane Doe's bad. I'm telling you, IRS can use whatever fake name they want.
So you have no recourse. Because they don't want anybody hunting down these SOBs.
That's right. They don't want somebody to find them at their home or whatever because they know that what they do is despised by the people.
Mm-hmm.
And the people despise it. But let's be honest. People don't pay the income tax, bottom line. If you ask people, and Aaron Russo went around and he asked people, you know, what would you do if you found out that you didn't have to pay the income tax and you weren't liable for it, and you don't have to pay it, what would you do? Well, the vast majority of people say, well, I'd stop paying it. All of a sudden, the rationalization, well, it's to pay for the schools and the roads and all of that, go away because people know they don't want to pay it. They know it's a burden on them, a burden they can't handle. And so the real thing that keeps people paying it is fear. But people don't want to admit to themselves that it's fear. And so they have a numerous justifications for themselves. They'll say, well, it's really for this or that. They internalize whatever garbage the government gives them as the reason for it. They internalize it themselves and use that as their excuse. Because they don't like to admit that they're cowards.
No, well, you're right there, Jane.
Because they're afraid.
You're right. We are. We're afraid. We live in fear.
I had a relative tell me, I know you're right about the income tax, but I got to pay it because I have children. And that's a common theme. I know you're right. I know that's what the law says. I know I'm not a person who owes it, but I have children. And my answer to that is, and people don't like it, but my answer is this. And so then what are you teaching your children? You're teaching your children that it's always appropriate, if you want to put food on the table, to bow down to false authority.
Well, you know, Jane, I had a friend of mine was telling me about a mutual friend of ours who they were talking about this political race of, out there right now, and she said, well, I'm not voting for either one of them. I'm not going to vote for Romney. I'm not going to vote for Obama. I'm not voting for any of them. And she said they don't have integrity. And he said, well, integrity be damned. I have a family to feed. And that's kind of where we are. That's what people think, that the integrity doesn't matter, that essentially, I guess, then the I don't know, what is it, the ends justify the means, maybe, in a sense here. you know, they don't care as long as they continue to be able to have, you know, three hats and a cat. But the problem is that they're going to lose
the old bread and circus.
Absolutely. I hear the cue music, Jane. We're going to hit another 3-minute break. We'll be back. Jane Doe is my guest. Don't go away. We're coming back. 3 minutes. This is the Unsolicited Opinion.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
Are you a frequent flyer business traveler? Are you tired of paying exorbitant ticket prices to fly business or first class? Well, now you don't have to. Visit flyfirstclass.com to find out how you can travel in style and comfort to hundreds of locations around the world while saving 40 to 70% on your airfare. FlyFirstClass.com has been serving corporate and leisure travelers the world over since 1998. They are a professional company, providing professionals with first-class service and total reliability. How about flying from Miami to Paris, round trip per person, business class from $3,300, or first class from $4,600? Or a flight from the 48 states, Canada, or Alaska to South America, business class starting at $3,300, or first class starting at $4,600. Make no mistake, these are flights on major commercial airlines. So before you book your next flight, log on to flyfirstclass.com and see how much money you can save. That website is flyfirstclass.com, flyfirstclass.com.
Hi, everybody. We're back. Jane Doe is on with me. Sean Surplus is chiming in now and again. Jane's talking to us using candlelight to be able to see her papers in front of her. Anyway, where'd we leave off, Jane? I don't know. I get so sidetracked on breaks, unless I write a note to myself, and I'm not writing any notes to myself today. I can never recall where we left off. So do you recall where we left off? Otherwise, let's make up something else entirely.
Sounds good to me. I tell you, what we were kind of talking about, one of the things that you were mentioning and we were talking about was the fear that people have, and the reason that they pay the income tax is really because of fear.
Yeah.
And this goes way back. And one of the things you said really sparked something in me, you know, how people say the three hots on a cot, you know, well, everything's fine as long as I just still want my meals. I still want to survive. And you're reminding me of all the way back, if you look in scripture, all the way back to Pharaoh. Mm-hmm. And you remember that the story goes that Joseph oversaw all of Pharaoh's storehouses. And while there were years of feast, they had lots of grain. He stored it all away. Then there were 7 years of famine. And people should go read that story very carefully because it tells you everything about what human beings are like. So there were 7 years of famine, and the people apparently had not really put away enough for themselves. They found themselves having to come to government and ask for grain, ask for food. And so at first they paid the money they had, And then they gave away their livestock and their land, and still the famine went on, and they had nothing left to give. And so finally they come to Joseph when they have nothing, and he says, well, you can be, you know, you can engage yourself to Pharaoh and be his servants, and then we'll give you grain from the storehouses. And the people say, well, that seems good to us. Because after all, what good is it if we don't have food? Then we'll just be dead. So we might as well do that. You know, this is just the attitude of people forever. Well, it's no good to be dead. I'd rather just be alive and eating. So even if I'm an abject slave to the government, oh well.
So I guess that's a great story to tell, Jane, because that is what this integrity be damned, that really sums it up, the biblical story. I'll have to mention that to my friend.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the size of it. Now, I will give them a little leeway. They were in a time of real famine, and there wasn't anything around.
Oh, well, we're going to be that way, too.
We're going to be there soon. We're not quite there, and people for years have been paying the income taxes when they weren't in a famine state. But they are rightfully afraid of the IRS. If you remember, back in 1998, the outcry against the IRS was so great. The IRS was in the 90s. They call it, even yet, they call it the cowboy days of the IRS. The IRS was taking people's houses, their cars, everything. I mean, just going wild, absolutely wild. And one of the really terrible things about the income tax in the United States is that it is unconstitutional for a number of reasons. First of all, there's no question that if you sit down and you fill out a 1040 form, it says right on the form, it will tell you, inform you, that all the information you put on that form will be shared with all kinds of government agencies, everyone, Department of Justice, everyone. Now, we have something called the Fifth Amendment. It says that you have a right not to testify against yourself, not to incriminate yourself, right? And that was fought way back in 1921. That was fought by a gentleman who, at that time, it was prohibition against alcohol, if you recall. And he gained his income by actually selling liquor, which was illegal. And so he didn't file a return at all because he didn't want to put on there where he got his, I will call it income, but anyway, the stuff coming in. He didn't know the tax either, but that's, as we just pointed out, he didn't know the tax, but he didn't know that. So he just knew he wasn't going to file a return. That guy's name was Sullivan, I believe. And I think it was Sullivan, or Sullivan was the secretary. I'm sorry, I don't recall right now. The case is Sullivan, though. And what happened was the circuit court at that time, the appellate level, actually recognized that he was right about the Fifth Amendment and that he shouldn't have to put down, you know, information that could potentially incriminate him. And so the Supreme Court saw fit to overturn that in a tremendously bad decision all the way back in 1921. And they said in that decision, which was only a few paragraphs long, they said, well, you know, The Senate can't draw a conjurer's circle around the whole income tax form and say that he doesn't have to fill it out because of the Fifth Amendment. I want to say, who drew the conjurer's circle here? Basically, it was the Supreme Court that did that. That said, oh, well, yeah, you have the Fifth Amendment right, but just not when it comes to the 1040. I think I've summed that up pretty well. It's a little more technical than that, but that's basically what it is. And so from then on, you see, later on, a gentleman by the name of A.J. Porth, that was in the 50s, he asserted the Fifth Amendment and said he didn't see why a return should be filled out because that was against your Fifth Amendment right. And, of course, he's right. And that was the first thing I read about because a gentleman by the name of Erwin Schiff popularized that notion back in the late 70s, early 80s. And they're right. They're absolutely correct. But that's the goal of a tax system, and that's the goal of the entire Internal Revenue Service, is to destroy your rights. That's what it's for. You know, you have these rights, but not when it comes to tax collection. So the system is that you can't even challenge the IRS except in their own little non-Article 3 tax court. You can't even challenge the IRS until you pay the amount the IRS says is due. Then you can go try to challenge them. And then, of course, if you've done that, the court system will make sure that the IRS gets to keep its money and you lose. And, you know, their time is so short, it's running out on us, but there's literally case after case you can look at and you can see where the court completely ignored the liability issue, literally looked the other way when the defendant raised it and said, you know, ludicrous things that I could show you and you'd say, well, that doesn't even make sense. A gentleman is in prison right now. His name is Mr. Beam. And in his case, the Tommy Crier, the lawyer, put in a wonderful brief that showed the liability issue. It was so clear that another lawyer who was helping on the case said to Tommy, I do not see how the government, how the court will even be able to rule against that. There's just nothing you could say. It's so clear from the law. Well, believe me, the court found a way. It just ignored the argument altogether and said some nonsense. And if anybody wants to go look at Mr. Beam's case and look it up in Pacer, they will see what nonsense the court said. Courts are not embarrassed by saying absolutely crazy, ludicrous, illogical, unlawful things when it comes to something like the IRS.
Sure.
They're going to uphold that IRS no matter what.
Yeah. Listen, Jane, give out, because we only have a minute left, give out where people can find you, where your radio show, your website, et cetera.
Well, like I said, the show runs 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Saturdays. And anybody who wants to email me with questions or find out anything, they can email to LWRN. That stands for Liberty Works Radio Network, LWRN@mail.com.
Okay.
Ask Jane whatever you want. So.
Okay.
And I would strongly encourage people to go to that website and read through the newsletters that are on that website. The LWRN.net is the website for Liberty Works Radio Network, LWRN.net. And they should look at the newsletters because research into things such as the Social Security number, the passport issue, all of these things, you're going to find a lot of information.
Okay. Hey, listen, kiddo, make sure you don't set yourself on fire. Thanks for joining me today, Jane. I appreciate it. Stay dry, huh?
Thank you so much, Maggie. I'll try. You too.
Okay. Take care, Jane. Thanks for joining me. It's a pleasure. Hey, listen, everybody. If you want to contact Jane, you can also save-a-patriot.com, I believe it is. I know it's up on my website because I've had John Cotmere on my show in the past. But listen to her show. I'm telling you, if you're jammed with the IRS and you want to learn how to fight back, not pay your taxes, not be scammed by these evil SOBs, then this would be a good place to start learning. Listen, we're going to Oz, somewhere over Rainbow. It's a wonderful place to be. Chin up, everybody. Because we've got people like Jane in the world who are fighting for you and I. Don't lose heart. Ryan Brooks is up next. The Sound of Freedom is next. I'll be back tomorrow. Take care, everybody. Chin up.